The setting is a peculiar one. Do collecting fairies sporting thin bat wings dance over hill, over dale, over park, over pale. They're swifter than the moon sphere, their golden coats shine. Aim the spaces between snow and trees, yet this enchanted world full of whimsy becomes the backdrop for one of the finest sources of comedy. Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream disturbs the fragile world with nothing other than an ass. A donkey, that is. His name is Bottom, and his simple-minded speech and manners are primarily source of comedy in this play. From FHS English Department Library, this is episode 8 of Shakespeare, No Fear, a well-loved podcast that relates Shakespearean text converts to assignments covered in classrooms at Fredericton High School. I'm Robin Stiles, the No Fears host. Ask the general public what characters come to mind when you say A Midsummer Night's Dream, and they will probably say Bottom. His character has long been seen as the driving force of comedy in the play. But what exactly adds to his hilarity? Today, I invite seasoned English teacher Aaron Bray to studio to discuss the elements of humor in this play. We call this episode The Four Walls of Humor, and it was recorded in C-138 on Friday, November 30th. Miss Bray joins me in the studio. Well, I would like to thank you for joining us today. The humor in this play isn't always the easiest to identify. In the end, I think we, like the simple-minded Bottom, have been victims of knavery. Shakespeare's knavery is multiple comedic elements and simple yet memorable characters really are what defy this play. He tricks us into thinking we are understanding his humor on a surface level, but after careful consideration, his scripts offer more than we initially see. I hope today's listener come away with a deeper appreciation for his type of humor. They most certainly have. Thank you for joining me in the studio. You have offered a quite a bit to think about. Anytime. The Four Walls of Humor was produced by Robin Alibi. It was edited both by Beth Wright, and I can't see the words on that side. Thank you, contributing actor Zoe Fullerton and Brandon Munn. Episode 8 of Shakespeare comes to you from the Fredericton High School English Department Library. Can't see the rest of it. Well, I would like to thank you for joining us today. The humor in this play isn't always the easiest to identify. In the end, I think we, like the simple-minded Bottom, have been victims of knavery. Shakespeare's knavery is multiple comedic elements and simple yet memorable characters really are what defy this play. He tricks us into thinking we are understanding his humor on a surface level, but after careful consideration, his scripts offer more than we initially see. I hope today's listener come away with a deeper appreciation for his type of humor. They most certainly have. Thank you for joining me in the studio. You have offered a quite a bit to think about. Anytime. The Four Walls of Humor was produced by Robin Alibi. It was edited both by Beth Wright, and I can't see the words on that side. Thank you, contributing actor Zoe Fullerton and Brandon Munn. Episode 8 of Shakespeare comes to you from the Fredericton High School English Department Library. Can't see the rest of it.